Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Fans are beginning to arrive in Minneapolis for Super Bowl 52. It features the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had this to say today about the Pats.
It's really remarkable that they're going for their third Super Bowl in 4 years in this kind of a system, keeping that group together, changing whatever they need to change, whether it's players or coaches. They do that in a way and still create success. I marvel at that. I think our other clubs marvel at that. I think fans marvel at that.
WBUR Shira Springer is in Minnesota to cover the Super Bowl. She joins us now. Shira, that was awfully nice of the commissioner.
It was, and it was quite surprising to hear that kind of high praise from someone who's pretty much still enemy number one for many Pats fans. I mean, this is in light of him suspending Tom Brady amidst the whole Deflategate scandals. You know, it was an interesting comment by Goodell, but me personally, I wouldn't be fooled into thinking that he's actually going to be rooting for the Patriots and really wants to hand the Lombardi trophy over to Tom Brady again. And he did also talk about the story of the Philadelphia Eagles this season, how they've gone from last place a year ago to first place and number one seed in the NFC this year.
They represented hope and are a symbol for fans of teams who had a tough year. Anything is possible, and the Eagles are proof of that.
There are some serious issues facing the NFL this season, Shira. As you know, Commissioner Goodell addressed some of them. Tell us what he had to say about the continuing controversy over a few players who kneel during the national anthem to protest racism and police brutality.
Well, he was asked if the NFL would change its policies and prohibit protests. He didn't say no, but he really seemed like he wanted to go in another direction. He didn't, however, mention that he was planning another meeting with a group of players, including the Patriots' Devin McCourty, later this month. And he said this about what the players want.
What the players were really interested in, just making our communities better, seeing injustices that they see in their local communities that we can address collectively and support our players in that. So that's why I think where our focus will be.
And he was also asked whether or not he has talked to President Trump about Trump's constant criticism of the league, and he says he has not spoken with the president about that.
The other major concern for professional football is, of course, head injuries. It was just earlier this month that researchers at BU updated their findings about the degenerative brain disease called CTE. They say the condition is caused by repeated hits like those experienced by football players, not necessarily even concussions, but the hits themselves. Is the NFL taking any new actions to protect players?
Not really. I mean, beyond saying that safety was a really important issue for the league, he didn't even address kind of what further actions could be taken. That's for discussions with owners and players and coaches down the road, perhaps.
What do you hear from the Pats about tight end Rob Gronkowski, who took a huge hit? He had a concussion. The NFL says that he's in concussion protocol. What does that mean?
That means he's following a five-step process, you know, that he needs to complete the fifth and final step to be cleared to play. He needs the team doctor and an independent neurological consultant to say he's good to go.
And will he be there on Sunday?
All signs are pointing to yes. I mean, he was at a promotional event last night saying that he thought he would play. He's confident he'll play. And today in practice, we just got the practice report in. He was there, limited participation. He was, as Belichick said, red jerseyed, which means that players couldn't hit him or tackle him. But he was there as a participant, a non-contact participant.
WBUR Shira Springer in Minnesota to cover the Super Bowl. Thank you, Shira.
Thanks.